This is North Shore Today for Monday, September 11, 2017. Thomas Grillo, Adam Swift, and Steve Frecker write in today's item live, Lynn, Medford, and Peabody voters head to the polls Tuesday to whittle down municipal race fields. In Lynn, the race getting the most attention, according to City Clerk Janet Rowe, is the four-way battle to replace Ward 2 City Councilor William Trahant, who served for 9 terms. Rowe is quoted as saying, "That's the big one to watch. Polls open at 7 a.m. and close at 8 p.m. A low Lynn voter turnout is expected in the lead-up to the November election for mayor, city council, and school committee. Rowe said she expects 17%, or 8,900, of the city's 52,418 registered voters to go to the polls, similar to the 2013 primary. The four candidates going head-to-head include 51-year-old Gina O'Toole, a teacher aide, 53-year-old Richard Starbard, owner of Rick's Auto Collision in Revere, 50-year-old Peter Grocke, a maintenance worker at the Salem Housing Authority, and salesman Christopher McGrain, 51. 8 candidates are seeking 4 councilor-at-large seats, including incumbents Buzzy Barton, Hong Nett, and Brian LaPierre. The challengers are Brian Field, Jamie Figueroa, Richard Ford, John Ladd, and Tasso Nicolopoulos. Let's get that right. Tasso Nicolakopoulos. Councilor Large Daniel Cahill is not seeking re-election, clearing the way for at least one new at-large councilor. Much more in the story in today's Item Live, written by Thomas Grillo, Adam Swift, and Stephen Frecker. Police were involved in a chase from Malden to Peabody over the weekend. Bill Newell reports.
Rick, Robert Scalise writes on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn that police say a man led officers on a long chase Saturday before bailing out of his car in a strip club parking lot and trying to hide on top of a trailer home's roof. Saturday's bizarre chain of events started at 9:30 in the morning when Malden police officers tried to arrest Obaizi Ochendu, 34, in his Rockland Avenue home, according to a Massachusetts State Police statement. But the day's events stemmed from an incident Friday night when residents reported to Malden police that someone was damaging their cars, according to Malden Police Captain Mark Gatcombe. Gatcombe said Ochendu had allegedly smashed out several car windows in a residential area, with witnesses able to get the suspect's plate number, which led police to show up at his house Friday night. After an altercation with police, Ochendu took off in his Chevy Impala and nearly struck 2 officers in the process. Police attempted to stop the suspect, but they had to end the chase due to safety reasons. After searching for Ochendu the previous night to no avail, Malden police learned that the suspect was back at his house on Saturday. When they went to his home again at 9:30 a.m., the department had activated their Special Operations Unit, SOU, according to Gatcombe. Ochendu reportedly escaped in his car again on Saturday, which was spotted a short time later. Officers started to pursue him, and the chase was on, with the suspect heading up Route 1 in Saugus. During the chase, Ochendu ran stop signs and red lights and smashed into an unmarked police cruiser. The stop was finally made in Peabody. Ochendu was charged by Malden police with 2 counts of malicious destruction of property, 2 counts of failure to stop for police, assault and battery with a dangerous weapon, and assault and battery on a police officer. He is expected to be arraigned in Malden District Court today. Police said no one was hurt in the incident and no property was reported damaged. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell.
All righty, Bill. Thank you, sir. Back to the Salem News. 3 candidates are vying to succeed City Councilor Barry Sinowitz, who is stepping down in December after 10 years in office representing West Peabody. And like many of the Tanner City's other elected officials, they all grew up in Peabody and have maintained deep roots in the community. Margaret Tierney comes from a family with political ties. Her mother, Margaret Lovey McNiff Tierney, and her aunt, Maggie McBreen, both memorably served on the Peabody School Committee for several years. Her cousin is former Congressman John Tierney. Tierney herself was first elected as a library trustee 15 years ago. She notes it's an unpaid position and doesn't come with any benefits. She ran twice before, unsuccessfully for an at-large seat on the city council. More on this story in today's Salem News. Also in today's Salem News, Dustin Luca writes that the delayed Hampton Inn project at Washington and Dodge Streets is rebooting with a new developer and some tweaks to the plans for the project in Salem. Somerville-based developer RCG is behind a $50 million, 178,000-square-foot hotel at the downtown site, which has been pretty much vacant since demolition was completed last year. Since then, New England-based Main Course Hospitality Group, originally tapped to run the hotel, is now also building the hotel. The change is coming as construction costs climb, forcing the company to rethink the project. Much more in the story written by Dustin Luca in today's Salem News. Also in today's Salem News, Ethan Foreman writes that the general manager of America's oldest fair is hoping the highlight at the fairgrounds in a few weeks will be the appearance of the sun, as rain on both weekends last year depressed attendance. In 2016, about 380,000 people attended the Topsfield Fair, but in a normal year, attendance runs close to 500,000. James O'Brien is quoted as saying, "Last year, which we don't like to talk about very much, we got rained out on both weekends." That was last year, and O'Brien said they are gearing up for the 2017 Topsfield Fair, which opens Friday, September 29 at 1 p.m. and runs through Columbus Day on Monday, October 10. More on this story written by Ethan Foreman in today's Salem News. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com.